We'll say the pasuk in this week's parsha, Parsha's Vayigash, begins with the tense encounter between Yosef. Yosef, before he's revealed his identity, and his older brother Yehuda, and Yehuda takes a moment in the beginning of the parsha almost to reflect on the absurdity of the circumstances in his interactions with Yosef, and essentially telling Yosef, you know, you've asked us so many probing and personal questions, and everything you've asked of us, we've always answered. And he says, "Vatomer elav adecha." Yehuda says to Yosef, "You know, you said to your servants, in lo yirei dachichem akaton itchem, lo sosifun liros panai. If your youngest brother does not come with you, your small, literally your small brother, your young brother does not come with you, you will not be able to see my face." So Yehuda is making reference to the fact that in last week's parsha, Yosef said that I'm not going to release, I'm not going to release Shimon from jail, nor will you be able to purchase any more food if you do not bring the youngest brother you spoke about with you down to Egypt. So you understand, I will say that the beauty of the Torah Kedosha is that there are multiple levels of understanding. And of course, again, there's the storyline, but to every single pasuk, there's always more than just the story. To every single pasuk, there's also a deeper message. And Rav Levi Yitzhak Berditcher, the great Rebbe, says something so beautiful. He says, "Yeshnam gidolim hamispodedim bepinosam, v'doagim rak liatzmo lenafshom." There are some great people that ultimately are alone and secluded in their own corners, and they only are concerned about themselves. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells us that he does not desire tzaddikim who stick to themselves. He does not desire tzaddikim who only live for themselves and do not go ahead and think about the other. How so? So says the Rebbe, this is embedded in this pasuk. Im lo yered achichem hakaton itchem. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, if your younger brother, if your little brother does not come with you, you have to look out for the little people. You have to look out for the people who are having a difficult time. You have to live life where you're always looking out for the ach hakatan, where you're always looking out for the little brother, where you're always looking out for the one in need, when you're always looking out for the one who's having a difficult time. And if you don't look out for your younger brother, lo sosifon liros panai, Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're not going to be able to see my face. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bochan. Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want a relationship with us unless we want a relationship with others. And specifically, those others who the Rebbe refers to as the Achichem HaKaton, the younger brother, the younger one who's struggling, the younger one who's having a difficult time, the younger one who's just trying to find his way in life. So the Rebbe teaches us an incredible yisod. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not want ivory tower tzaddikim. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not want righteous people who are righteous for themselves but don't care about the other. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not want, as the Rebbe calls it, the tzaddik in pelts, right? The tzaddik who keeps himself warm in his own coat but doesn't care about his shivering neighbors. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be is the kind of people, yes, who work on ourselves but simultaneously are always looking out for the needs of the other. And says the Rebbe, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us to this, Vatomer Ela Vadecha, Ribbono Shel Olam, you tell us, this is by the way in Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Chav Gimel, chapter 44, verse 23. Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to us in this pasuk, Vatomer Ela, you said to us, your servant, if we do not pay attention to our ach hakaton, if we do not pay attention to our younger brothers, to those who are struggling, lo sosifon liros panai, you will not be able to see my face. If you want a relationship with me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I ask of you, I beg of you, to please be attentive to the ach hakaton, to please be attentive to the younger brother who's struggling, to the younger brother who's suffering. I will say, may we be zochem yirtzeh Hashem, first of all, to be able to work on ourselves, to be able to build up ourselves, but to may be zochem yirtzeh Hashem, to never work on ourselves to the exclusion of the other. May be zochem to live life with eyes open, to always see the ach hakaton, to always see the younger brother who's struggling, and there are so many younger brothers who are struggling all around us. May be zochem yirtzeh Hashem to see them. May we have the koach yirtzeh Hashem to help them. And then that's the chus. May we be zochem yirtzeh Hashem to be able to be roah the pnei Hashchina, to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the years to come. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos, a good and Erev Shabbos, and a beautiful and restful Shabbos.